When he got a message from a young nanny on a dating website, his good heart won out over his good sense, and he tried to help her. Over the course of more than 4 years, she took him for everything he was worth and laughed about it. This is the story of Peaches Sturgo, the Florida woman who scammed a Holocaust survivor out of millions of dollars. Hi friends, I'm Katie, and this is Katie Does Crime. Thank you for joining me for the first time if you're new here, and hello to the usual rapscallions and reprobates. Please consider subscribing or joining me on Patreon if you'd like to hear more true crime stories. Peaches Sturgo was looking for love, or at least that's what she wanted her victim to think when she signed onto a dating website back in 2017. She was a 30-year-old woman living in Florida, and she had her sights set on an older gentleman from Manhattan. He was 87 years old, a successful former businessman, and a survivor of the Holocaust. As they got to know each other, Peaches told him that she was a nanny named Alice. She groomed him for months, building trust until the time was right. She said she'd had a car accident and had received a settlement from the resulting lawsuit. The only thing was that her lawyer had the money locked up, and he wouldn't release the funds to her unless she paid him a small fee. And, you know, everyone says you have to spend money to make money. So in May 2017, the man wrote Peaches a check for $25,000 to help her out. She said, "Great, thank you so much. The settlement funds have now been deposited in my TD bank account. Hooray." But then, no, wait. She said it turns out the bank was being vicious and threatening to lock up her accounts. They would freeze her assets unless she deposited more and more money to reach a certain minimum. She said that if the man didn't give her more money now, she'd never be able to repay what she'd already borrowed from him. And this kept going on for more than 4 years. On nearly a monthly basis, this 87-year-old Holocaust survivor was writing checks for $50,000 to send to his 30-year-old girlfriend in Florida. She would come to visit him in Manhattan to solidify their relationship, never bothering to tell him that she had a long-term boyfriend and two children. What she did tell him was that he needed to sell his diamonds and borrow money from his friends and family to be able to keep paying her. To keep up illusions, Peaches created an email address that appeared to be from TD Bank so that she could send what looked like official communications. She wrote serious-looking letters saying that the bank did indeed need tens of thousands of dollars in order to unfreeze her accounts. And when the man's own bank started to grow suspicious of his regular transfers of large sums of money, she created invoices that he could show them. The company she made up the invoices for was called P&S Jewelry Design because the man had once been a jewelry broker. See, he was just buying things. It's normal to go a little wild in your later years, right? A Rolex here and a Rolex there. You can't take it all with you, after all. The man continued to write the checks because he believed the only way he'd ever see his money paid back is if Peaches stayed in good standing with her bank. It turns out, of course, that she was actually living the high life on his nest egg. All in all, she bought over 100 luxury items with his funds. She bought a new home in a gated community, a boat, a bunch of cars, including a Corvette and a Suburban, a condo, all of the designer clothes and jewelry she dreamed of, gold and silver bars, two Rolexes, stays at the Ritz, a cruise, trips to Vegas. Her victim, on the other hand, could no longer afford his NYC apartment and had to give it up. She'd bled him dry. It turns out that he had written 62 checks to Peaches over the 4.5 years. All in all, he gave her $2.8 million. He was also hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt from borrowing from other people for her. It only came to a stop in October 2021 when the man had to tell his son that he'd given Peaches his entire life savings. He promised his repayment was coming, but his son had to break it to him that he'd been scammed. They contacted the authorities.
A Florida woman is facing federal charges after prosecutors say she swindled an 87-year-old Holocaust survivor out of nearly $3 million. The man met 36-year-old Peaches Sturgo, also known as Alice, on a dating website several years ago. She used a variety of excuses to get him to send her money, always with the promise that she would pay him back. Now, instead, we're told she used that money to buy a home in a gated community, a condo, a boat, and several cars, including a Corvette. By the time the man admitted to his son what he had done, he'd given her his entire life savings.
In January 2023, Peaches Sturgo was arrested. I kept waiting for some official document to give her real name, but apparently that is her real name. She was arrested in Champions Gate, about an hour outside of Orlando, and charged with one count of wire fraud. It's always weird to me to hear these very technical sounding charges for crimes that carry such emotional weight. It's like you're charging her for using electronic means to execute a financial scheme. She stole the life savings of a Holocaust survivor. If only it was against the law to just be a crappy person. Peaches pleaded not guilty on February 2nd, 2023, but the government said, hey, just so you know, we have your emails, your fake invoices, recorded telephone calls where you lied to the man's son, and your bank statements that show there was never any settlement from any lawsuit. Are you sure you want to go with not guilty? So she changed her plea to guilty on April 14th. She knew she was going to be up against a tough sentence because the government had accused her of three so-called enhancements from the base wire fraud offense. One, the total loss to the victim was greater than $1.5 million. Two, the offense resulted in substantial hardship to the victim, i.e. he lost his home. And three, the victim was a particularly vulnerable person, i.e. an old man. Her total offense level was lowered a little, though, because she was accepting responsibility and because she pleaded guilty in a timely manner, which is kind of interesting. Like, yes, you're a terrible person, but thank you for being prompt. The guideline for sentencing was 51 to 63 months in prison. In court, some of the more disgusting aspects of Peach's sick romance scam came out, like the fact that she referred to taking this man for all he was worth as her business. She had an actual boyfriend, somehow, and she wrote LOL as she told this guy over text that the old man had told her he loved her. Peaches asked her boyfriend, John Paul Miller, to pray for her victim to send more money at one point. And when the deposit did indeed arrive, the boyfriend texted back, "Thank you, King Jesus." Who are these people who think that there's this savior who died to help out grifters? When Peaches finally stole the man's millions and he had nothing else to give, she joked to her boyfriend about the man being broke. But she also said she was aggravated, hurt, and frustrated that now he wouldn't be sending her anything more. She said, "I don't want to work. It's too hard." When she was asked in court if she had anything to say, she simply said, "I'm sorry." The judge in the case called her actions unspeakably cruel and motivated by greed. But her lawyer said that growing up, Peaches had experienced instability and trauma that led to compulsive behaviors. She had been a heavy drinker and a gambler, and this was just an extension of that, just another compulsion. The lawyer said Peaches was sorry and that she would really try to repay her victim. She said about Peaches, "She is not the cold-hearted person the government and media have made her out to be. There was a genuine, caring relationship that Ms. Sturgo had with the victim in this case. She spent holidays with him. She took care of him when he was ill, and, as the victim's cousin described, she was doting on him." The only thing is that she put up a fight to not have to hand over her new house that she bought with his money. Really sounds like someone who wants to repay her victim, right? However, Peach's boyfriend said that she's a great mother to her two teenage boys and that she's a born-again Christian. She might want to try being born again. Because this wasn't her first time trying out a scam. Rolling Stone reports that they were able to find a now-defunct Facebook profile from 2012 where Peaches was posing as a psychic named Miss Watson. I'm not saying psychics are automatically defrauding people, I don't know, but I'm pretty sure this woman didn't have any special powers. Her alleged Instagram account, Psychic Miss Watson, still exists, although most of the posts have been removed. The Instagram profile lists a phone number to call for a reading. Your first reading is free, and that number is registered to Peaches Sturgo. It also led me to her website, miapsychic.com, where I imagine the MIA refers to Miami. She would sell you a deluxe reading for $75 or a spiritual awakening for $225. I found that she had also been advertising in one of those community magazines you get for free in the mail, the Hollywood Gazette. She promised the good people of Hollywood, Florida, quote-unquote, extremely accurate advice about their pasts, presents, and futures. You could even hire her for a party. In March 2021, as the Holocaust survivor's money was drying up, Peach's boyfriend texted her from a bank and said that he overheard a man there sending a wire for $81,000. Peaches asked if he was young or old. The boyfriend said, "Old. I believe he's Jewish. His last name is Abraham." But when he sent a photo, Peaches replied that the man only looked about 55, too young for their scheme to work. I haven't been able to find anything about a case being brought against the boyfriend, John Paul Miller, but I hope something's in the works. The guy clearly knew everything about the scheme at the time, and the two clearly would have found another victim if they hadn't been caught. In July 2023, Peaches Sturgo, now 36 years old, was sentenced to 51 months in prison. That's 4 years and 3 months. She was also ordered to repay $2,830,775 to her victim. I wish the family great luck in getting that back. She's being held at FTC Oklahoma City and will then undergo 3 years of supervised release. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams said, Peaches Sturgo callously defrauded an 87-year-old Holocaust survivor who was simply looking for companionship. She used the millions of dollars in fraud proceeds to live a life of luxury at the victim's expense, but she did not get away with it. As today's sentence demonstrates, perpetrators of romance scams will be held to account for their crimes. Like her victim, Peaches lost her home and all of the luxury things she bought with his money. He's never been identified. All we know about him is that he was suffering from cognitive decline and was very frail. He was 6 years old when his parents both died in the Holocaust, when the Nazis systematically murdered European Jews during World War II. In his 20s, he moved to the U.S. to see what he could become. In a letter to the court, he wrote, "As a Holocaust survivor, I have endured unspeakable pain and loss in my life, but never did I imagine that I would be subjected to such a heartless betrayal in my life. Over the next 60 years, I worked tirelessly to establish a successful business, family, and home in New York. I am now 88 years old, and the last thing I expected was to finish my days in the same manner that I started them, penniless and betrayed." The FBI says that in the year 2021, around 24,000 victims of romance scams lost about $1 billion. Last year, 19,000 victims lost about $740 million. So we're becoming more aware of what to look out for, at least.
Experts say romance fraud crimes like this are on the rise nationwide and are affecting people of all ages. Experts say scams like this are preventable.
If they feel they're being told the only way to get their money back is by investing additional funds, that's a huge red flag.
The first step is always having that open line of communication and maintaining a relationship with family members, because isolation, both real and perceived, is always the first factor or a warning sign in and of itself.
Silver and Morello say to have financial advisor or bank contact a trusted person if they notice unusual activity. That contact can help freeze the money before a big loss.
Don't be afraid to speak up if you're worried that somebody's taking advantage of you. And if something doesn't make sense, respect your own spidey senses. Speak up, speak to family members. There's a lot of resources out there.
And one of those resources is the AARP, who have a fraud watch call line available that you can call with any questions about fraud. Experts also say not to blame the victim for being scammed or strip them of their financial freedoms, because that fear of that happening tends to be what makes matters worse in the first place.
Dear listeners, do everything you can to protect your grandpa. Thank you for tuning into my podcast episode. I'm just a true crime fan like you are, and I really appreciate you taking a chance on me. Please subscribe and tell a friend if you like spending this time together. You can also find me on YouTube in the flesh by searching Katie Does Crime.